everyone. Today is December the 11th, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. Before we hear from Alex as he shares his secret spiritual law of nature, which we all love hearing every single week, I'm going to read this disclaimer. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner of the custom codes or custom trilogies. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. We like to also, I forgot to read the first part of that. And this presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we are going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you have. We also like to open each program with the following quote. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. The reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so I'm going to hand it over to Alex, who's going to share this topic. This will make you do stupid things. So, Alex, I'm curious about this one.
Thank you, Johanna. Thank you, everyone. Whenever you're listening to this, whether you're live or listening by podcast, we're really honored by your presence. We know how valuable your time is. Our intention is every week to give you a little something to chew on and think about, make your life more interesting. Secondly, something that actually makes your week a little bit better. And thirdly, something you can practically apply in your week and usually for the rest of your year. And today we're talking about stupidity, which is something I typically don't talk about because it's a negative thing, right? Well, in preparing for this week, it occurs to me that stupidity is maybe for most of us not a totally avoidable option, okay? I've talked with a whole bunch of people over my lifetime, and while there are very few that I would say this is a stupid person, at least by the definition, and the definition, Webster's definition of a stupid person or just stupidity is having, that would be a person, or showing a great deal of, not having or showing a great deal of intelligence or common sense, or having or showing a great lack of intelligence or common sense. So I don't know that I would talk about stupidity very many times from just a person, although I've seen a few of those. It's more what we do, and I'm not sure I've ever talked to anyone who would say, I've never done a stupid thing. Well, does that make you a stupid person? No, I wouldn't say so. I think all of us do stupid things from time to time, but you don't want to be a stupid person. There's a big difference in the two, and I hope you recognize that, okay? What the person you are is different from what you do. If that were not true, then, just like in the all-time classic, The Scarlet Letter, all of us would be wearing some letter on our shirt or branded on our forehead, liar, thief. Have you ever lied in your life? Okay, then you should be labeled a liar if you're going under the logic that doing something X number of times makes you that person. And I would posit today that it doesn't, that you can do stupid things a lot even, and that does not mean you're a stupid person. And maybe stupid doesn't always mean what we think. And that's the main place I'm going today. Maybe it's not always a bad thing. Maybe it's the kind of stupid that you do that is really detrimental to your life, or maybe even not. Let me tell you about a couple of my things, okay? And if my family were on the line right now, or we were all together in the same room, I think they would probably, every single one, say that I've done more stupid things than anyone they've ever seen, okay? Harry was telling me just the other day, my oldest son, that when he talks to his friends about me, he tells them, my dad is either really good at something or really awful and terrible at it. And I just love that because it's true. It's true. I'm bad at way more stuff than I'm good. I'm only really good at a few things, and I mess up all the time. Let me give you a couple of examples. We had saved for years. Our family, when our boys were young, we loved to go to the lake and water ski and tube and raft and just float in a beautiful, peaceful cove and talk and swim and stuff like that when it's 95 degrees in Tennessee. And so Hope and I had been saving our money for years to get a new boat. Every boat we'd ever had was really old, and we had all kinds of problems with it and, you know, that sort of thing. So we saved for years to get a new boat. Got it. I think we saved for like 8 or 9 years. Don't remember exactly. Anyway, we're going to the lake. We're all so excited. We've invited a bunch of friends. We're all going to camp for the weekend and go out constantly every day skiing and tubing and roast marshmallows by the fire at night and just have a wonderful time. Well, we get there, and this is probably about an hour and a half from our house, the campground. We get there, and I am so excited. We've been having fun on the way there. We've been singing along with music and all kinds of stuff. And so I go to the parking lot to drop off the boat on the trailer because they didn't allow trailers where the campsites were, okay? So I had to unhook it and then go to the campsite with our truck so we could start unloading the tents and getting the food out and setting everything up, okay? And, you know, people have been doing this at this campsite for 75 years, you know, no problems. Well, I didn't notice that there was a slight grade of the parking lot. I thought it was level, okay? At first glance, it looked level to me, and I will even stand by that today. So I unhooked the boat, and all of a sudden, the boat starts slowly moving backwards toward the back of the parking lot, and there's not another boat or anything else back there to stop it. And it starts rolling a little faster and a little faster. And anyway, to make a long story short, it was very comedic as I grabbed hold of the trailer hitch on the front of the boat and was trying to hold it back like a 3,000-pound boat. Of course, there was no possibility I was going to be able to do that. And so it rolled right to the back of the parking lot and over a 30-foot cliff. And people who had a lady who'd worked at the campground for over 50 years, as word spread through the campground and people came to look at it, said, how did you do that? I've been here 50 years. No one has ever done anything like that. But what I want to say to you today is that, yes, that was a stupid thing. No doubt about it. All right? But, man, I was feeling so much love and internal warmth and happiness, and it almost didn't bother me. Now, I can't say it didn't bother me at all. Probably the main thing that bothered me is George was a little kid, and he got upset about it. But it really didn't bother me very much. It occurred to me after it happened, after the, oh, my goodness, what have I done, that with or without that boat, I was the happiest person I knew and happier than I'd ever been in my life and so thankful and so grateful. And it was sort of in that place of love emotion that I did not correctly evaluate the grade of the parking lot and the boat went over the cliff, okay? So should I have paid more attention to the grade? Absolutely, I should have. But what I was doing and the internal place that I was in was absolutely wonderful. And I would never not want to be in that place, okay? Another one for me. I grew up in the fireworks business. All right. My uncle started it, and he was the largest wholesale fireworks distributor in the United States, was one of the first civilians to go into Red China and all that sort of thing. And my dad started out working for him and then branched out on his own and did pretty well at that. Well, one of the things that my father did was these seasonal tents that sell fireworks. And from the time I was 12, I ran one of those, okay, for my family, and I made some money myself, and I enjoyed it, okay. Well, you're open for about 2 weeks, and the first week is probably one of the most boring, miserable things you could ever do in your life, because you're just sitting out there in the hot with sweat rolling down your body. You sleep there at night, so you're dirty and grungy and tired and all that sort of thing. But the worst part is the boredom. I mean, you go day after day after day sitting out there in the hot like that, exhausted, and have virtually no business at all. The first week is pretty much just for advertising. So to help pass the time out of my boredom one time, I got some big rockets, big fireworks rockets, and went off behind the tent. And what I was trying to do, the tent was, probably 50 yards from interstate. And I was wanting to shoot them over interstate to see if I could get them completely over both lanes to the other side. I wasn't trying to hurt anybody. I wasn't trying to hit a vehicle. But as you're probably thinking right now, I did not think it through either. And before I knew it, there was this huge fire on interstate that was the smoke from the fire was so dense, the grass had been really high, that traffic from both sides of interstate were stopped. There were police cars everywhere, fire trucks. They came over and talked to me and said, hey, do you know if anybody's been shooting fireworks over around the interstate? And I lied and said, well, I think there were some teenagers doing that about an hour ago. Of course, I didn't tell them it was me, all right? But what I want to share is that stupid thing did not come out of love. That stupid thing came out of boredom. And boredom it comes out of the fear root. So to kind of put a bow on this, and some of you are probably still a little bit confused. So let me try to put a bow on this. No one is ever going to live a life free of doing stupid things, free of doing some unwise things, free of messing up. No one does. No one can. Okay? But there's fear-based stupidity, and there's love-based stupidity. Okay? The boat thing for me was totally love-based. I mean, not 1% doubt in my mind about that. Now, did it still cost us money? Yes, it did. We had insurance, but, you know, it still cost you some. And then my insurance went up. So, yeah, it cost me something. But you know what has been wonderful is that ever since then, when we have dinner with another couple or with a group of people or at a party, or you'd be amazed how many times that story comes up. And it's a great story because no one's ever heard of anything like that. And it's fun and you laugh and you know. And so I would say that when your stupidity is truly coming out of a root of love, which basically just means all of your intentions are right, okay, then it's going to yield positive fruit even through some, you know, maybe short-term circumstances that are a little bit painful, all right? On the other hand, if it is fear-based stupidity, that doesn't happen, okay? Because when I was shooting those rockets, my intention was not good. I knew I could hit a car. I knew I could hit a truck. I'd seen that happen before in my years in the fireworks business, and it was an ugly scene, okay? I knew I shouldn't be doing it. I knew a fire could start. But my boredom, which is instant gratification. I can't take this any longer. I have to do something fun. I have to have some pleasure now. And that's what inspires me and motivates me to do the stupid thing. Then you're pretty much just going to end up with negative circumstances, at least until you kind of embrace that out of the love root, and then it can still be turned into positive. But as long as it's just fear instigated, comes from the root, that's why you're doing it. There's really no selfless or win-win-win or this is the right thing to do reason that you're doing it. It's all just about me. Then you're going to end up with the result that you don't want, and that maybe only causes negative after that, which was true of that event with me and a lot more. So, and let me leave you with a couple of other things that maybe will help put this into a little easier to understand context. According to the latest figures, and let me check my paper right here that I got. Yeah, according to USA Today, the very latest estimate of how much it costs to raise a child is $233,610. And that's not wealthy, okay? That's kind of low middle class, all right? So over $233,000. So how good a deal does this sound if you're about 25, 28, 30 years old, looking to have the best life that you can have? How does this sound, okay? Just listen for a second. Hey, fill in your name. I've got a great thing that I think you should start doing in your life. Well, okay, what is it? Well, before I tell you what it is, it's going to cost you a fortune. In fact, it may put you in debt almost for the rest of your life. It's going to keep you from sleeping at night. It's going to take up almost all your free time. you're going to have all sorts of unforeseen problems come up because of this. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, how much logical sense does that make if there is not a God and we really are just in survival of the fittest? Just evolution, when you die, you die. It's just survival of the fittest. Get as much as you can while you can for as long as you can. What I want, when I want. Okay, you get the idea. Well, that decision makes no sense if looked at through that lens. The only way that decision makes sense is through the lens of love and looking long-term, delayed gratification, not just instant gratification. I have an article here, a scientific article from Scientific American, a very highly regarded American scientific journal, about the amazing phenomenon of why people play the lottery. And it's a mechanism inside us called belief perseverance, and it's connected to our survival instinct, which is basically fear-based, all right? And this phenomenon, they're saying that, you know, even though people who play the lottery know the facts, at least if they played it very long, they do, that winning the lottery is a longer shot than getting struck by a lightning bolt, okay? And basically, they would never play those kind of odds in their life on anything they care about, but for some reason, they know that about the lottery, but they still do it, and a lot of times go into debt, go bankrupt, it ruins their lives. Even people who win the lottery, a lot of them, it ruins their lives, so you know, in advance, you would know that and know maybe that's not the best thing for me anyway, but it's still billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars from people saying, I'm betting on getting struck by lightning, when they would never do that in any other part of their life. And it's a phenomenon inside us called belief perseverance that is connected to our survival instinct and therefore fear, all right? Think about having an affair, which is about 50% of marriages end in divorce, although 100% of marriages typically go in thinking ours is going to be the one that works. Maybe not as much today. There's a lot more today of kind of just, well, we'll get married and we'll see, and if it doesn't work, we'll divorce. You didn't see that much when I was growing up. Really, everyone thought ours was going to make it, but 50% didn't. And in a high percentage of those that get a divorce, one or other of the people involved break their vow and commitment to the other in at least one, very often, many ways. Well, that's certainly not love-based, right? Because they're doing it for themselves. It's selfish. But knowing in advance that they're doing it for the wrong reasons, it's not win-win-win. It could destroy their whole life. It could destroy another person's life. Millions and millions and millions, a high percentage of people married will make the choice to do that this year anyway. So this week, when you're praying, when you're meditating, I'd like you to think, and if you want to do a little more than think, get out a piece of paper and a pen, write down, okay, what are the dumbest, stupidest decisions I've ever made in my life? Okay? And then, under it, beside it, put a L or a fear. Did you do that stupid thing out of fear, or did you do that stupid thing out of love? And I would say, I would challenge you, if this makes sense to you, to commit to that intention of living your life in love in the present moment, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of the end results, whether they're what you want or what you not, whether it's more pain or less pain, more pleasure or less pleasure, no matter what, I'm going to live my life in love in the present as best I can and give the results up to God. I would posit to you today, ladies and gentlemen, that that is the only way that you can do a minimum of stupid things in your life, which are the things you end up regretting the most, and where 100% of them can be the stupid that comes out of love, not out of fear, which means somehow, some way, even the stupid thing will be transformed into something good in your life, just like it was with the boat with me, and I could name a whole bunch of other things as well, okay, that were, another way to put it, maybe innocent stupid, and are just things that, you know, were a little pain at the time, but are sort of some of the gems of our family now, that make us love each other all the more. So, are you doing stupid things? Okay. The ones you have done, have they been more love-based or more fear-based? And how about committing to a life where even when you do the occasional stupid thing, and you will, it will be transformed into good? I challenge you, and I promise you, it is very, very real. And one of the most painful things in life is the stupid things that are all fear-based. Those are the ones that when you're sitting in your rocking chair at the end of your life, you have regret that a lot of times cannot be alleviated because you don't have time anymore. Change it today. That's it for me, Johanna.
All right. Thank you, Alex, so much. We appreciate you being here. Okay, so we're going to switch gears now and open the lines for any of you that have a would like to have a custom code or a custom trilogy. And to be able to
get one question if we have one, Johanna.
Oh, okay, great. Well, then erase that. For right now, we're going to let you ask a question. If any of you would like to ask a question of Alex, raise your hand, pressing star 2, and we're going to open the line. So I had a couple hands raised. I'm going to go ahead with those first. So let's see. This one is from a caller, 5920. Did you have a question for Alex?
I put my hand up for a custom code.
Oh, okay. Shall I come back to you? I'll come back to you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Okay, we have another one, a caller, and you're on the web. Named Sharon, your line is open. Did you want to ask Alex a question or get a custom trilogy?
Custom trilogy.
Okay.
Let's just go on, Johanna. I need to go in about 2 minutes anyway, so that's fine.
Okay, Alex. Well, we'll meet you again next week.
Yeah, love you, everyone.
Okay, God bless. All right. So I'm going back to our caller with 5920, and your line is open. Who is this?
Hi, this is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori. And what would you like to address?
I need a fresh trilogy for I have gout, and it's very bad. It's just getting worse. I feel extreme frustration and even humiliation to the point I feel dehumanized. So, and I have early memories of that when I was 14. I was in hospital, and there was a lot of dehumanizing things that happened.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And how strong is that memory when you were 14?
There's a lot of things that happen, and they're very strong. They're like an 8 or 9.
Okay, so that's going to be the primary one we want to address as you use this trilogy. I would go through the 12 categories and find any other memories that may have similar feelings there.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get a trilogy. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This primary issue.
This primary issue.
Okay, just a moment. All right, yeah, I do recommend you go through the 12 categories because there's probably several memories that are going to show up in different categories. So use this trilogy. Address one category per day, and we'll make sure we get everything that's connected. Okay, so the first minute, we're going to do the tapping from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand.
Okay.
And then we're going to do customize. We're going to start the middle of the chest.
Okay.
The sore spots.
Okay.
Then up to the side of the eyes.
Okay.
Under the eyes.
Okay.
Chin.
Okay.
Back to the sore spots.
Okay.
Collarbones.
Okay.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay. The next minute is going to be healing code.
Okay.
So minute number 2, healing code positions. First position, both hands brainstem.
Okay.
Second position, both hands high bridge.
Okay.
Third position, left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple.
Okay.
Fourth position, both hands jaws. And that's it.
Okay.
Okay, minute number 3. The governing conception and chakras. We're going to start at the base and slide all the way up without stopping 3 times.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to the heart.
Okay.
And just hold it there for a few seconds. Then go to the throat.
Okay.
Slide down to the solar plexus.
Okay.
Slide down to below the belly button.
Okay.
Slide down to the base.
Okay.
And then slowly go all the way up, pausing at each center until you go over to the top of the spine.
Okay, and that's just once at that point?
Pardon?
Just go.
Yeah,
up.
That's just one. At the end is just once. You're just going to go slowly.
And pause, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're very welcome. God bless you.
And to you. Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is a web caller. This is Sharon, and I'm unmuting your line.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. And what would you like today?
Custom trilogy, please.
Okay. What would you like to address?
I've been having inability to focus and have discernment in how to spend my time each day. So at the end of the day, I just feel like a failure and I feel defeated at the end of the day. And I flip from thing to thing all day long without feeling like I accomplished much.
Okay. Do you have an early memory when you felt the same way about something going on?
I knew you were going to ask that. And so I thought about it before I called, and yeah, right away something popped into my mind right out of college, that whole time frame of life where I didn't have a job and I needed to search for a job and I was having eating issues and all that was just, my days were very much like my days now, and the feeling was very much of the defeat and the lack of focus.
Okay, and how strong is that memory?
It's, when I think back, that was a tough time. So that would be like an 8.
Okay, that's going to be the primary one we want to address. All right, will you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay, good. Okay, the first minute, number one, we're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand.
Okay.
And then we're going to customize. So you're going to start index finger, middle finger. Then you're going to go up to under the eyes, under the nose, chin, under the nipples, under the arms, sore spots, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Minute number two is the healing code. Start with both hands below the belly button. Second position, left hand jaw, right hand temple. Third position, left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Okay, just a second. Okay.
And the fourth position is both hands high bridge.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. Start at the base. Slide all the way up and over three times. Then go to the solar plexus. Slide up to the heart. Slide up to the forehead. Slide up to the crown. And we're not going to go over yet. You're going to slowly slide all the way back down to the base. So from the crown, you keep your hands on your body and slide slowly down to the base. At the base, you're going to slide from there up to the heart. And then slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Okay. Thank you. And I did have a question. Maybe you know the answer. And one of the talks that I heard Dr. Alex give, or maybe one of you ladies that do these calls, said that you encourage people that if they want to go ahead and then go back to the base at the end and slide all the way up and over, just kind of like as a conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do that.
That's great. Yeah, you can do that at the beginning if you like as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And just again, the codes that you gave me previous to the holidays of done very good work. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful.
So thank you. Yeah, everything continues to go well, and having several related issues and then several trilogies in a row on those related issues really helped too. So maybe I'd encourage people too, to, if they're not improving in an area, that they could, is there a related area that maybe making them be stuck, they could ask for another code to keep on getting unstuck in that area.
Very good. Thank you.
That really helps me.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Sharon.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you, you too.
All right, our next caller is from Brisbane, Australia. Your line is open. Whoops, it was. Not sure what happened to them. Okay, we'll try a different one. This is from Nikki in Lithuania. Your line is open. Whoops, now it's gone. Something's going on with my phone. Let me go back and see if I could get Brisbane back. Okay. Brisbane, your line. Well, I tried to open it. I think it's opened.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Cole Wingate from Brisbane, Australia.
Oh, yes. What would you like to address today, Cole?
Yes, good morning, Joanna. Oh, it's morning here in Brisbane.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I spoke to you a couple of weeks ago regarding a prostate issue that I've got, and I thought it was, I've been advised that it maybe get a custom trilogy to sort of update it a little bit. I've been doing this every day.
Okay.
I've had this prostate issue for quite a number of years, and at the moment I'm currently wearing a catheter because I wasn't able to avoid, and I've got to go to hospital on Friday week and have some tests done. And it's occurred to me I've been healing on various issues, family issues, which I won't go into at the moment because I'm healing on them. We've all got family issues, of course. But this particular issue that's occurred to me while I've been healing, it's a fear of having these tests that I've got to have at the hospital. And it's occurred to me while I've been going through the issues that it's not necessarily the results of the tests, it's the tests themselves. And I've been healing on that. I have a fear of hospitals and pathologies and doctors and dentists and all that. And a memory has come up during this, we're probably going back over 60 years, when I was a child. I had a bad accident and slipped over and bashed my head on a drain pipe. And I can only remember being covered in blood and being rushed to hospital at the time. And prior to that, I was also bitten by a dog on the eye and again finished up in emergency in hospital. So I'm starting to wonder if that's the fear, the deep fear that I've had all these years, it's been hidden away and it's suddenly coming out. So I've been healing on it. If you could give me a custom trilogy that's related to the fact that I'm going to the hospital to have these tests done, plus the fact that, of course, I've got concerns of what these tests might reveal as to how bad my prostate issue is. So if you can give me something there to heal on, would be much appreciated.
Okay, very good. Let's go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay. Minute number one, we're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand. And then we're going to customize. Okay, customize. We're going to start at the collarbones. Go to under the nipples. Middle of the chest.
Yep.
Then we're going to go to the chin.
Yep.
The sore spots.
Yep, thank you.
Then the side of the eyes.
Temples, yep.
Then under the eyes. And then the 9G.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, for the healing code, left hand below the belly button, right hand on the high bridge.
Okay, thank you.
Both hands then on the brainstem.
Okay. Okay.
Left hand jaw, right hand temple. That's healing code one.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
Okay, now we still have minute number three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're going to start at the base, and you're going to not go up quickly, okay? We're going to start slowly. So start at the base, hold it there for a few seconds, move all the way up, pausing at each center for a few seconds. So we're going to start off slow.
Okay.
Then you're going to go to the solar plexus.
Okay.
Up to the heart.
Okay.
Up to the throat.
Okay.
Slide down to below the belly button.
Okay.
Slide down to the base.
Okay.
And then from the base, you're going to go up again slowly, pausing at each center until you go over to the top of the spine.
Okay, thank you.
And that's it.
All righty. Thank you very much. Much appreciate your time.
Okay, you're very welcome. God bless.
Thank you, Joanna.
Okay. All right, our next caller is from Chicago, and your number is 1799. 1799, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna, this is Sheen.
Hi, Sheen.
I wanted to thank you. Hi. The couple of custom trilogies you gave me over the past couple of months have been helping me a lot.
Wonderful.
My overall kind of a baseline struggle is a fear of failure. And the other thing is just feeling not good enough. I guess they're maybe somewhat connected. Lately, I feel like the one issue that's causing me more stress than others is the past year our family has been going through some financial issue, and I feel like that's triggered my fear of failure.
Okay.
When I'm reminded that's the area we're not doing well at, and I just feel all I've failed in that area.
Okay. Earliest memory, how strong is that? When you felt the same way?
The earliest memory I can remember, it was when I was in fifth grade. But that experience, I don't feel like I have a lot more emotions tied to it, maybe because I've done a lot of healing codes over it.
Okay. Do you have another significant one?
Yes. There's another significant one that's, probably 8 and 9, but that's more like feeling like I'm not good enough.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's somewhat related.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. So I have that memory that's relatively more recent. But the earliest one that I'm aware of, it's kind of I feel like I'm not stressed thinking about it.
Okay, that's the one we want to address and we want to target primarily. And then when that one subsides, look for any others all the way up to the current, whatever you're feeling right now.
Okay,
let's go ahead and test. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The limiting beliefs.
The limiting beliefs.
Okay, very good. All right, minute number one, tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hands without stopping, all the points.
Okay.
Then we're going to customize. We're going to go to the middle of the chest, under the nose, under the eyes. Then we're going to go to the sore spots, under the arms. Then we're going to go to the little finger. And then the 9G.
Okay.
All right, minute number two, healing code. First position, both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Second position, left hand below the belly button, right hand on the high bridge. Third position, both hands below the belly button. Fourth position, left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem. And that's it.
Okay.
Minute number three, governing conception and chakras. We're going to start at the base, slide all the way up and over two times without stopping. Okay. Then we're going to start at the throat, slide down to the solar plexus, slide down to under the belly button. Slide up to the heart. Slide up to the throat. Slide up to the forehead. Slide up to the crown. And hold there. And then from the crown, instead of going over, you're going to come all the way back down, slide down to the base, and then go up and over without stopping.
Okay.
All right. Did you get that?
Yeah, I think so. So at the crown, hold, instead of going
yes.
over, coming all the way back to the base, and then
yes,
up and
you're
over.
You're going to go forward, and then go all the way up and over.
Okay. Now, there's one spot you mentioned that it's under the belly button. That's not the base.
No.
Is it?
It's just
okay.
under the belly, just right underneath the belly button, above
right
the base,
underneath.
Below the belly button.
Okay. Okay, but the solar plexus is above the belly button.
Yes, the solar plexus is above that, but not the heart, before the heart. This is
right.
tummy, basically.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, great. Now, when I'm doing the going through the 12 categories, do I think about the category, the truth statements related to the categories or the event?
That's up to you. The thing that we would recommend you do is identify any memories that have similar feelings in those categories related to whether it's forgiveness, love, kindness, you know, any memories that you feel can be related where you felt a fear of failure or not good enough primarily.
Mm-hmm.
If you find a memory there, then you put that into your prayer or your intention. And then while you're doing the healing code, we recommend that you just, you know, imagine a love picture, some kind of scenario where you feel a connection to love or peace. If you like the truth focus statements, yes, go ahead and use those. But those are just suggestions. The best thing
okay.
is to do something that you really feel peace about, calm about. And that could be something you're imagining. It could be related to the thing you're addressing or not. It could be just simply
okay.
breathing, nice and easy and relaxing and focusing on breathing.
Okay. Great. That's helpful.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. God bless you.
Okay. Same to you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I think that's going to be all for today. I want to thank you all for participating, and we want to see you again next week. So God bless everyone.